Tuesday is the anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. The U.S. enacted it on August 6, 1965. The federal law prohibits states and communities from imposing prerequisites on voting that could make it difficult for people of color to cast ballots. UW political scientist David Cannon says Wisconsin has remained near the top when it comes to voter turnout.
We usually are in the top two or three in the country in turnout and have been for many decades. Wisconsin has a long tradition of progressive policies on voting that only in the last few years have started to be challenged in a variety of ways.
What was Wisconsin doing that might have allowed it to have higher turnout than the rest of the country?
I'd say there are three main factors that explain that. One is that we are a very competitive state politically. In presidential elections, we have a lot of hotly contested races, state level, especially U.S. Senate races, gubernatorial races. And so being a battleground state, a competitive state, is one of the factors that contributes. Certainly equally important is the tradition of very open laws in terms of voter registration, including being one of the earliest adopters in the country for Election Day registration. In 1976, allowing voters to register to vote at the polls on Election Day. And that's something that has been shown to increase turnout by 5 to 8 percentage points. And in states that requires you to register to vote 30 days before an election, a lot of people, that means they can't vote. And then finally, the last thing is a strong tradition of civic participation and more political activism. That's something that's just in the political culture of the state that is not as true in other states.
Have local communities taken steps as well?
Any changes in election laws have to happen at the state level. We do have a fairly decentralized system when it comes to the actual implementation of state laws, and we have almost 2,000 election officials that oversee the implementation of registration and other election laws. And so there is some variation across voting areas in terms of, you know, how long, say, an office is open for early voting. And the overall pattern is that urban areas have easier access to things like early voting than rural areas. You know, typically it'll be one place in each county where you can go vote, you know, the city clerk's office. And so if you live in Madison, that's a relatively easy thing, or in Milwaukee, it's relatively easy to, you know, get downtown to go vote at the clerk's office if you're going to be out of town on election day. But if you're in a rural area and you live 50 miles from the county seat, that's going to be a lot harder for you to be able to take advantage of that.
You said earlier that Wisconsin was a leader in terms of experiencing voter turnout.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we fit in now?
Well, yeah, so I think lately there have been two main areas I'd point to where the voting process has taken a step back. And one would be the photo ID requirement that was passed by the state legislature, signed into law, but then challenged in the state courts and actually put on hold for now. And the other thing I would point to is the redistricting process. When you have competitive elections, more people turn out to vote. Well, with the redistricting process we've seen in the last several redistricting cycles, we have fewer competitive districts in the state of Wisconsin because the lines are redrawn in a partisan fashion to create more Republican districts and more Democratic districts, especially see this at the U.S. House level, but also in the state legislature.
So is Wisconsin leading or following right now?
Well, we still are towards the top in voter turnout. In the 2012 election, we were second in the country in turnout. 72.5% of eligible voters in Wisconsin turned out to vote. And we were one of just a handful of states where turnout actually went up compared to 2008. But it's something that voters in Wisconsin can't take for granted.